This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with Iowa State swimmer Fallon DeWitt. Fallon is from Portland, Oregon, and just completed her junior season at Iowa State, and she's the president of SAC, the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. She'll tell us what SAC's all about and the great deal of good that the organization does in the Ames community. Plus, we'll talk a little swimming. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Fallon DeWitt. Well, Fallon, first of all, tell us what SAC is, because I think a lot of Iowa State fans hear that over and over again being referenced on our coaches' shows or wherever the case may be, but maybe they don't know exactly what SAC is. So tell us what it is.
Yeah, so SAC is the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and basically the easiest way to explain it is it's like student council, but for student athletes. So we put together events, we get different opportunities for our student athletes, but we also, one of our main things is representing student athletes to Iowa State administration, to the university, and also to the Big 12. So we have a couple of representatives that sit in on Big 12 SAC meetings and share all of our student athletes' opinions to the Big 12, which then gets pushed up to the NCAA.
And that's such a great opportunity for student athletes. Tell me what you've gained from being involved.
Yeah, it really is a great opportunity. It's so great to be able to use a lot of the skills that I learned from my sport, like teamwork, collaboration, and compromise, and really working together, but being able to apply that in like a slightly more business setting. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a lot of good skills that I know I already know how to apply going into the future and going into my career.
So how many student athletes are involved in SAC?
Well, SAC can involve all of our student athletes. So we have open meetings here at Iowa State. So every month our meetings are open for every single person, every single student to come and attend. And then we have about, I think, 9 this year on our executive board who sit and make some of the more bigger decisions and really help lead the direction of the group.
Isn't it refreshing, especially in this climate of college athletics, that student athletes do have a voice? Because they should. And what a great way to do it with SAC.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of things that are coming up and that are going to be changing college athletics, and student athletes really are at the center of that and being able to have a voice. The Big 12 did a whole big letter writing campaign to different senators and congressmen trying to convince them of our point of views and getting our voices heard by them, so that way hopefully they can vote in ways that really benefit our student athletes.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State athletics on the field. Now, in addition to representing the university within the Big 12 Conference, you also do just a ton of good within the community. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're super proud of all of our volunteering that we do here. I know earlier in the year, you talked about our NACTA Fiesta Bowl Community Service Award that we won. I think that was last year, and we got recognized earlier this year for it. Just because we won that award does not mean that we've stopped volunteering. This year, our students have given since the beginning of July to the end of March, we've given 5,885 hours, which has had an economic impact of $187,000. And the majority of that is within the Ames community. A lot of that is run by SAC. We have some big main events that we put on that go around community engagement and volunteering. We do our Adopt a Family with YSS. We do a bowling event with Special Olympics. And then what a lot of our fans know is our SciCans event that we hold every year. And this year at SciCans, we were actually able to give over 13,000 meals to the Ames community. And that's, of course, with the help of Cyclone Nation and all that they were able to give during those 3 games that we had it during.
Whenever I see a video of those events, to me, the thing I get out of that is that the student athletes are getting as much out of the experience as the people they're serving. And that's what's so rewarding about volunteering. I think a lot of times people are kind of grudgingly going into it, and then by the time they experience it, it's like, oh my gosh, that was a blast. I can't wait to give back again.
Oh, totally. I mean, it totally throws off our routine as student athletes. You know, a lot of our days are going to class and going to practice and then going home studying and getting sleep. So it's always really nice to have those breaks in our week where we're able to go and give back and bring some joy not only to the community but also to ourselves, because we're out there having a blast with whoever we're with.
And you're also at the same time engaging with your fellow student athletes and establishing relationships, which when I think about how do you get jobs? How do you go out into the real world and experience life? So much of it is relationship-centered and putting yourself out there a little bit, getting out of your comfort zone, how much does SAC kind of create that environment for student athletes to maybe get them uncomfortable a little bit, but into situations where then they see the reward?
No, it's been absolutely great. Some of my best friends are now actually on different teams, and I've been able to meet them through the different events that we've had. And it's just so great being able to get their perspectives of how the world works, especially too here at Iowa State. We have so many student athletes from across the country and really across the world that SAC and giving back to the community in these ways is a great way for us to get to know each other better and learn from each other and really expand our worldviews.
Are you tired of settling for ordinary when it comes to your company's apparel? Well, say goodbye to basic and hello to a new standard of style known as Authentic Brand. It's not just a label, it's a lifestyle. From sleek office essentials to laid-back everyday wear, Authentic Brand is the label for you. You have a big event coming up. It's not just SAC. It's basically the Student Athlete Awards. It's called the Oscars, and it is going to be Monday night, and it honors academic success, it honors athletic success, it honors community involvement, volunteering, as you just talked about. That'll be a big night and a great way to really honor these great student athletes.
Oh, of course. It's always really a fun night because it's very rare that we all get to dress up. So I know I'll be leaving Lyft from the SBC at 3:30 looking very gross and sweaty and then walking in probably around 5 in a dress and heels. And it's always fun to see everyone's sense of style really come out. But in addition to that, it's always so nice to be able to recognize all that we do as student athletes. So often the Ames community and Cyclone Nation only gets to see what we do on the field and a little bit of the academic stuff. The Big 12 does a good job of recognizing our work in the classroom, but a lot of the all-around stuff and what really makes being a student athlete at Iowa State so special gets missed, like the volunteering and like the leadership and all of that, and just like our love for the sport and all that we do here. And so it's really nice that we have this opportunity to recognize all that goes into our lives here.
And that's a great way to put it, because the student athlete experience is so much more than practicing and competing. It is the classroom, it is the community, it's interaction with the other students, and a well-rounded student-athlete experience is what sends so many people on a positive trajectory into the rest of their lives. So tell me a little bit about how you feel like maybe you personally have become more well-rounded by being so heavily involved in SAC.
It's given me so many great experiences to really go out and meet different types of people. Because of my position in SAC, I get to sit on a lot of different boards that are in different places in the university or within the Big 12, and just being able to again meet all these different people, even if they are non-athletes, and hearing their perspective of their experience and, you know, what concerns they have and how they want to make change. And it's really inspiring to see how many people work behind the scenes in all aspects of the university and athletics to make things the best that they can be for everybody. And I'm not just talking student athletes, I'm talking all students.
And Jamie Pollard, I think, is very welcoming to the idea of SAC. In fact, his son Thomas was a big part of it, and he recognizes the value of the student-athlete voice. How much do you appreciate that as the president of SAC, getting to work with an athletic director who doesn't just view it as, oh, I got to deal with what these kids are saying and I don't really care what they're saying? He's the total opposite of that. He is completely engaged in what you're saying.
Yeah, it's amazing to have that. It's a very rare situation that we have here that Jamie is that involved with SAC. He's actually come to 2 SAC meetings this year alone and talked to us about the changes he sees in the NCAA and how it's going to affect us. And it's very rare that you have an athletic director that's that transparent with his student athletes. And it gives a lot of confidence where, like, things are going to change, but we know he's on our side and we know he's going to fight for us and get the best of what we deserve. But it's also good to know that, like, you have someone who's going to stand up for you in those tough conversations that we aren't necessarily going to be in those meetings, and knowing that he values our opinion and knows that he can come to us if he does need our opinion on a certain topic or anything like that.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones John Deere dealer of choice. Now, you're a swimmer just completing your junior season at Iowa State, and your coach, Dwayne Sorensen, just recently announced his retirement after a long and very decorated career at Iowa State. What's it been like to experience getting to be a part of his team?
I mean, it's been great. Dwayne obviously has such a long career, not just here, but before that, too. He's such a decorated coach on all levels. Definitely one of the reasons why I came here was, you know, the constant improvement you see his athletes improve. So it's been such a great thing to be able to be part of his culture and part of his swimming world and being coached by him.
And obviously you value the academic side of it, and his teams have always taken that very seriously. How much has he emphasized to you, hey, look, being a swimmer is one reason you're at Iowa State, but it's not the only reason. You have to take care of the academic side.
A great deal. A lot of my teammates are in majors where they have class conflicts with practice, and he does a great job of working with them to make sure that they're able to go to the classes that they need to graduate, even if it is for a more difficult major and they could pick, you know, an easier major. But he does a great job of making sure that they're in those classes but still getting their practice time in. One of the best things about Dwayne is that he really cares about us as people, not just as athletes. He cares about the student. He cares about, you know, us as daughters, as family members, as friends, and really making sure that we're, you know, the best people that we can be leaving his program.
I get personally offended, Fallon, when I listen to the radio or sports talk on TV and people say, well, these people aren't student athletes anymore. That's a farce. They're just athletes. They're professionals. Okay, there is a professional element coming into college athletics. I understand that. But this is still a student athlete with the emphasis on student, and the vast majority of the people on this campus that are student athletes, almost all of them, are entirely focused on the student part of it. So tell me about maybe the misconception out there that because of all the things that are happening with NIL, that all of a sudden you guys are much more athlete than you are student.
Yeah, that has not changed at all. Well, a lot of the sports are able to take advantage of NIL, and really I could too. It's just that's not where my interest lies at the moment. That really ends in our 4 years here, and so it's great to take advantage of that while you're here. But for the majority of student athletes, we aren't going to be going to a pro level. A lot of sports, like especially for swimming, there is not a pro level. I mean, you have the U.S. national team, but you're able to qualify for that as, you know, a college student, as a high school student. But there's no pro league for us. And the same can be said for, you know, a lot of the sports here. And even for the sports that do have leagues that you can go on and play professionally in, it's a very small percentage of student athletes that actually go on to compete in those leagues. And so while student athletes are able to utilize their NIL to make a little extra revenue while they're in college, those opportunities after college really don't exist for the majority of student athletes. So therefore, we're really here for the opportunity to, you know, do our sport at the highest level that we can and get our degree. Because quite honestly, I don't know if I'd be here without being able to get my degree. That's, you know, what's going to set us up for the future. Sure, NIL will provide a little bit of money to spend a little bit while we're in college or save a little bit for our future, but it's not going to propel us for the rest of our lives.
Fallon, thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks for all you do with SAC, and thanks for all that SAC does within this great community.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere. Thanks for listening.